Good morning.
Morning, Monty. Have a great day.
Thank you, Steve. Well, this is Monty. I'd like to welcome you to the call on Friday. I just want to go over a few things with you. One of the things that we do, I'd like to welcome every new person that's on the call or people that have been here every morning for the last however many months. It's a pleasure to have you here, and I'm totally excited about you being here. On Fridays, what we do is we go ahead and we kind of review what we talked about over the week, and I hit on a few highlights about that. Monday, Ruth, who had been in Orlando, was back, and she reviewed the weekend that she had in Orlando. She basically said that Dave Balzer talked about static magnets and how important they are, and that's the kind of magnets that we have in our particular products. That artificial light that takes away energy, and it is bad. And they also said that every 2 hours our blood is exposed to light through our eyes, and so that was our, because the wave spectrum of our new lights, that's why it is helpful and beneficial to our bodies. She talked about the air filter. Dave Balzer said that 0.5 particles can actually go through our lungs and into our blood, and that's why our new air system takes out smaller particles than that. And basically, Nikan Air covers maximum space also, more so than what our other one did, even though it's basically a smaller unit. She talked about some speakers that came out and talked, and one of them said that we must overcome opposition in our own lives. In our lives, we need to struggle. In other words, that in order to overcome the obstacles, we do need to struggle, and don't be afraid of it, because it's all part of the success. Nikan brings balance. Susan Carver from Columbia, she made a statement where she said, if you're stuck, it is time to shift gears. Get moving. And we hear that a lot on this particular call. Ruth said that Peru is opening in September. So if you know anybody that owns a Peruvian restaurant or is from Peru, that you might would be a good time to talk about them, because they have a great opportunity to open up in Peru in September. He also said that business fairs are a good place to have a booth, which, again, puts us in front of people. It also talked about what excuses do each one of us has, get over it, and move on. The comment was, one of the comments that was, don't prejudge people, let them be the best they can be. Dave Johnson, I guess, made a comment at the summit, in Orlando, and that was that Nikan's got talent, and anyone can audition. And I find that to be so true. Okay? The only thing they need to do is know about Nikan, and that's where we come in. Rick Murphy made a comment about never quit. Never quit. Also, Ruth made two great contacts, and she exchanged information, and she was excited about that. On Tuesday, Karen Eastwood, on Terrific Tuesday and Transparent Tuesday, participants wanted to report and did. She also talked about genetically modified food. The corn is the number one modified food. Soy is number two. Cotton seeds, number three. Canola is number four. Sugar from sugar beets are number five. And that we need to try to stay away from those particular modified types of food, and I guess the only way you can do that, and that is by making sure that they are basically registered and are organic. She also talked about meat, and one of the good ways to cooking meat was in cook it slow, water in a crock pot. She also talked about grilling. You know, now's the season to where we all got our barbecuers out or grilling outside, and weather's getting nice, and so a lot of people are starting to do a lot of grilling, but she also made the statement that grilling produces carcinogens. But grilling marinated food with rosemary is the best. In other words, and the reason for that is it does the carcinogens don't form as fast. Rosemary, I guess, has an effect on that. So if you marinate your food in rosemary, for how long, I don't know, but probably 2 to 3 hours or maybe even overnight, then it's the best. That's the best way to cook if you get food on a particular grill. She also talked about how well-done meat is high in carcinogens. The more well-done it is, the more carcinogens that are in it. She also mentioned that Nikan, the people that get into Nikan usually do it because of a positive experience, and it's also the key to people stay with the business. And she also made a statement that we should experiment with products for ourselves and people we love and our friends. And I think that's so true, and again goes back about sharing the gift of good health and good products with our friends and neighbors and family. Wednesday, Mary Lou talked about how on her vacation she was more aware of making healthy choices, which I think that is kind of what it's all about in this program. The more you're involved in it, the more you understand that it's a matter of choices and to make those. She talked about abdominal fat is harmful as it releases chemicals in our body, which basically also she stated that there's the strong correlation between belly fat can be a cause for dementia and Alzheimer's, and you can be, she also mentioned that you can be skinny, but still be fat around your intestines, and sometimes that's not too beneficial. We want to get the excess fat around the middle out of away from it, which as we possibly can. She talked about a formula that, and I'll use it for me, and I think she used it too, that's if you're 64 inches tall, that's about 5'4", that your waist should be half of what your inches are in length. So your waist should be 32 inches if you have a 64, if you're 64 inches tall. So you can, whatever that formula, however tall you are, just divide that by 2, and that's basically what your waist should be. Margaret is a co-host on that program, and she talked about some burst training, how it helps your body become a fat-burning machine. In other words, it increases the metabolism. If we go out and we just, as an example, we just walk for, let's say, like 30 minutes or 15 minutes or whatever, that in that period of time frame, we should be bursting. Walk your normal pace or whatever you walk, and then pick it up for maybe 100 steps, and then come back down to your normal. But bursting basically makes a fat-burning machine in your body. Ruth mentioned how she counts to a number, whatever that particular number is, and then she bursts from that point on, and then she comes back, and then she counts again, and then she bursts, and then she... So that's one way that Ruth mentioned that she did it. Margaret also mentioned that high-fiber foods are best for belly fats. It helps get rid of that, the higher the fiber. She talked about cayenne pepper helps increase metabolism and burn fat. And then we need, if we really want to make changes, we need to make them now in our health. So, and I think Mary Lou stated that the longest journey begins now, so we just need to step out. Ruth came on also and talked again about Susan Carver and her idea about being stuck to resistance. It's time to shift gears, be more determined in our health, in our business, stay on track, make the small changes we know that we need to make. And that's so true. You know, it's the small changes and just stepping out. And also, are we willing to pay the price? Donna reported that she had been on vacation, but by being on vacation and being aware of food and being on the program, that she lost 5 pounds. Good for Donna. Everybody totally felt good about Donna, and I'm sure Donna felt good about that also. Thursday, Ruth came on, and she talked about the amazing human body. Air, water, sleep, exercise, nutritionals, and who should decide our choices? In other words, the choices that we make in our life, who should make those, who should decide those choices? And of course, the answer is always us. What are the factors that determine our choices? Well, that again determines what your choices are, but we do it. We have to determine those. She talked about exercise and how she does what sometimes what she called our, she called it the German step, which is the goose step, and I'm sure you've seen it on films or TV or sometimes how they. She does that as far as one of her exercises goes and helps her out, which boosts her metabolism. And nutritionals, just keep on them because that's what they're all about. They are beneficial to our body. And then also income determine our choices. So that was pretty much the week. Does anybody have any comments that you'd like to say or maybe something that I... missed, and maybe it was a nugget for you on last week. Also, I want everybody to know I'm not on the WebEx, and the reason I'm not on the WebEx, I don't even know if it's open or not, and that is because yesterday about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, my computer decide to take a rest, and it, I'll call it, crashed. And I immediately called my son Roman, who works for Microsoft, and he can't make it down till Sunday, so if whatever you're seeing on the WebEx, for those of you that are on the WebEx, I can't see what you're seeing. So other than that, we'll just get started. Anybody have any comments you'd like to say at this time?
Monty, this is Mary Lou, and I did go in and open up the WebEx, but it looks like I'm the only one on the WebEx, so I don't know if I should stay on here or not.
Hang on just a second.
Monty and Mary Lou?
Yes,
Margaret.
I've been trying for the last 15 minutes to get on. I'm not quite there. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Margaret.
Well,
okay.
Mary Lou just opened it up, so that might be why, whatever. So other than that, so, Mary Lou, you got anything to say?
Pardon me?
Got anything you want to say? Good?
Well, no. Let me know if there's any of these slides in particular that you would like.
Well, what I'm going to do, thank you. What I'm going to do, I don't think so. I'm just going to talk about what my subject today is going to be about is spices and how they're actually the health and wealth benefits that make food really taste great. So,
okay.
Is that okay?
That's great.
Okay, well, I'll just kind of introduce the spice side. I'll get started. There's not too many of us here on the call this morning. I think, you know, Ruth's real busy with Dr. Naidu and all that dysfunction this weekend, and I'm sure Karen and a few of the other people are, and I know Kathleen, are all headed over here today. So we'll just go ahead and get started then with the call. Spices do more than basically make foods taste great. Recent research is showing that spices can promote health and well-being through a series of actions that are anti-aging and inhibiting of degenerative diseases. The addition of spices can turn up the taste of almost any food. We know that to be true. Add some chili pepper, cumin, or turmeric to mashed potatoes or rice. Sprinkle marjoram, I think I pronounced that right. It's basically, a lot of people refer that to oregano. It's from the same family. It looks the same, but there is a difference. Or rosemary. So sprinkle marjoram or rosemary on your salads. Add spice to your vegetable dishes and sprinkle it on meats. Poultry or fish before cooking. Spice up your veggie juices and smoothies. Any way you do it, add spice means adding a wealth of health benefits. And I know in our conversation sometimes people talk about spices, but I think one of the things that I know my mother, you know, she used to, like, for instance, take paprika and put it on the potato salad, you know, and it makes it look real good. But the nice thing about paprika is it basically contains capsaicin, whose anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects may lower the risk of cancer. There's no specific recommended dose, but moderation is probably the best way to go. I think when you get to cooking, you can combine like a 1.5 teaspoons of paprika, half a teaspoon of ground thyme, and 1/2 teaspoon of ground red pepper to liven up popcorn. And I never thought about using spices, you know, when I have my air pop popcorn, because I do like air pop popcorn. But there again is another way of utilizing spices that can be actually beneficial to liven food up again. Of course, we all know that spices have more antioxidant power measure for measure than fruits and vegetables. And I didn't know that. That was when I read that and found that out. That kind of amazed me. Antioxidants help prevent cancer, of course, Alzheimer's diseases, heart diseases, and premature aging. In a study in the British Journal of Nutrition, they found that aromatic herbs and spices consumed in central Italy as part of the Mediterranean diet, which were studied, revealed total phenolic, flavonoid, and flavanol content, as well as their antioxidant potential as measured by oxygen radical absorbance. That's called the ORAC, and we know O-R-A-C. We know that in regards to, we hear that a lot about our Siaga and stuff. And comparison was made between salads to which the aromatic herbs had been added, and with the addition of lemon balm and marjoram, it basically increased by 150 to 200% respectively, the antioxidant capacity of a solid portion. And I think that's kind of amazing, you know, that that we can, by just utilizing spices, that we can bring those certain contacts up. One of the other things I'd just like to talk to you about, that spices stand out at me and their health benefits, that all spices confer a list of health benefits. And that was the other thing that was I knew, but I didn't really understand what they were. And the addition of any of them to prepare a dish, drink, or in a supplement form will help reduce radical damage and combat the effects of aging. And here are a few spices that offer outstanding benefits. And the first one I'd like to talk about today, and of course we've all heard a lot of on here, and that's cinnamon. And there's three basic key proteins that are highly important in insulin signaling, glucose transport, and inflammation response. A study in the hormone metabolism research found that cinnamon prevents insulin resistance. Cinnamon is also an antimicrobial and can stop the growth of Baptiste. I didn't know that. And a study in the Journal of Food Microbiology found that a few drops of cinnamon added to carrot broth were able to preserve it and basically fight pathogens. Cinnamon also has, and I've heard some people talk about this, anti-clotting and anti-inflammation properties, which reduces clumping of blood platelets, and that's in regards to blood clots, I'm sure. So is also, and it is suspected that cinnamon boosts brain function. And all of the spices, cinnamon is the richest source of antioxidants. Let's talk about ginger, because I know some people utilize ginger in their particular product, and basically it's called gingerol, that's the scientific name, has been shown to significantly help with nausea, vomiting, and normal morning sickness. It was found to be twice as effective as Dramamine. Look at that, Dramamine. Twice as effective in preventing motion sickness. I guess a lot here on the West Coast, when people go down to Westport or go down in the ocean or whatever, that might be something they need to be taking, a normal spice, rather than Dramamine. It's a powerful antioxidant that is thought to relax blood vessels, stimulate blood flow, and relieve pain. It is a common digestive aid and useful for people suffering the side effects of chemotherapy. Its anti-inflammatory abilities make it useful in fighting heart disease, cancers, Alzheimer's disease, and arthritis. If anybody has any questions or any comments you'd like to make while I'm going through these, please feel free to speak up. The next one I want to talk about is oregano, and it is basically antibacterial properties. Oregano works in the intestinal tract to kill unfriendly bacteria. And how many times have we heard or mentioned, or somebody mentioned, you know, through digestive problems or whatever, basically because of certain unfriendly bacteria that causes those problems? But the neat thing about it is, it helps kill the unfriendly bacteria without damaging the friendly bacteria. Now there we got it, when we talk about damaging bacteria in our body, we all know that, and when we take antibiotics, that basically that's what it does. It goes in there and it kills not only the bad bacteria in our body, but it also kills the good bacteria. So there might be a real good spice to utilize, oregano, if a person has those particular products. It is an effective against candida overgrowth throughout the body, and particularly in the sinus cavities, and it has four times the antioxidant activity of blueberries. That's that good old spice, oregano. Some of these things I'm finding out about these particular spices just literally amaze me, and we always talk about how that our medicine should be our food, and that also includes the spice rack, how much benefit there can be there. Here's one thing I found out about rosemary, which I didn't know, and that is in the winter, a rosemary bush inside the house acts as a natural air cleaner and freshener. Ain't that exciting? Plus, you can also utilize it, and you got a plant right there in your home that you can actually reach up and utilize those particular things for herbs to be used in cooking. Rosemary also stops mutations that could lead to cancer and may help prevent damage to blood vessels, thereby reducing the heart attack risk. Good old rosemary. Here comes one I really enjoy and I utilize a lot, and that's turmeric. It's a bright yellow spice of Indian cuisine. Is one of the nature's most powerful healers. It is an important anti-inflammatory, and you know, we talk about the main cause of degenerative diseases or problems within our body is anti-inflammatory, and I find that most of these spices are very, very powerful in that, in getting rid of that inflammatory that we have. It also acts effectively as drugs like hydrocortisone, and Motrin. Isn't that amazing? How many times you go to the store to buy things to put on? And it also helps with inflammatory bowel disease, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, rheumatoid arthritis, cystic fibrosis, cancer, and Alzheimer's disease. And a recent research has basically shown that it's positive for cardiovascular and liver protection. Now, when you combine this, it says when combined with cruciferous vegetables, I don't pronounce words too properly sometimes, just bear with me. Turmeric is shown to prevent prostate cancer and stop the growth of existing prostate cancers. It prevents breast cancer from spreading to the lungs. It may prevent melanoma and cause existing melanoma cells to die. Turmeric may also prevent metastasis from occurring in many forms of cancer. I think what that means is that it reproduces itself. A turmeric also has been shown to reduce the risk of childhood leukemia and shows promise in the slowing progression of multiple sclerosis. Here's something I didn't know about turmeric, and it is a natural liver detoxifier and one of the most effective pain relievers through inhibiting of COX-2, and that's one of the things that causes a lot of pain and discomfort within our bodies. I'm going to jump right into garlic here real quick. This is the wonder drug of nature, destroys cancer cells and may disrupt the metabolism of tumor cells. Studies show that 2 cloves of garlic weekly provide cancer protective benefits. A recent study showed that eating garlic boosts the body's supply of hydrogen sulfide, which acts as an antioxidant and transmits cellular signals that relax blood vessels and increases blood flow. I thought that was real interesting. In a basic recent study, researchers extracted juice from supermarket garlic and added some amounts to human red blood cells. The cells immediately began emitting hydrogen sulfide. This ability to increase hydrogen sulfide production may explain why a garlic-rich diet is so protective against various cancers, including breast, prostate, and colon cancer. It may also explain why garlic appears to protect the heart. A recent study found that injecting hydrogen sulfide into mice almost completely prevented the damage to heart muscle caused by heart attack. Good old garlic. Let's talk about sage. I haven't heard that talked about too much. And this herb contains flavonoids, phenolic acids, and oxygen-handling enzymes. This pretty much results in the ability to prevent oxygen-based damage to cells. Sage may fight rheumatoid arthritis, bronchial asthma, and atherosclerosis. It appears to promote better brain function. A study showed that people given sage had significantly improved recall abilities compared to those given a placebo. Let's talk about red chili peppers, and we all know what those beautiful things are. These peppers contain capsaicin. It's a powerful anti-inflammatory compound that helps relieve pain. They ease congestion and clear mucus from the lungs and nose. Boy, that's right. You put too much in, that mucus really runs from your sinus areas. Boosts immunity, prevents stomach ulcers by killing bacteria, assists in weight loss, reduce blood cholesterol, manage triglyceride levels, and prevent cancer, including stomach cancer. I'm going to talk about another one right now called coriander, and this herb is effective against swelling, high cholesterol levels, diarrhea, mouth ulcers, menstrual disorders, conjunctivitis, and skin disorders. It is antioxidant rich and contains vitamins A and C and minerals. Here's something that kind of helped me a little bit, because my mother had this, and you'll be finding that the older our generation becomes, the more of this there happens to be. And it has a, it basically, it is protective of the eye by preventing macular degeneration and soothing the eye against stress. It's protective against macular degeneration. I know my mother had that, and she actually went blind because of that. It has a stimulating effect on the endocrine system, which in turn stimulates the production of insulin, resulting in increased insulin in the blood to aid in proper assimilation and absorption. Now, we know about those two words based upon our oxidants, okay, of sugar and helps lower the blood sugar level in blood. I'm going to mention one more, and then I'm going to go on another different subject because it's getting late here, and that's parsley. Chief among the abilities of parsley is cancer fighting. Studies have shown that parsley inhibits tumor formation, particularly in the lungs. How many times have I, over the years, had parsley when I ate at a restaurant, put on my plate, and it was the one thing that went back to the dishwasher was parsley, thinking it was more of a decorative type of a item, more so than a healthy item that I should have been eating. It actually neutralizes carcinogens, including those found in cigarette smoke. It is a good source of antioxidants and heart-healthy nutrients, such as beta-carotene, folic acid, vitamins A and C. And it is also good for bad breath. So that's kind of the ones I really wanted to talk about. Does anybody have any comments you'd like to say real quick?
I have a question.
Well, if you have an answer.
Okay. Two questions. Number one, do you know when we buy our spices in the jar, you know, they're dried, all that stuff, do you know how long they might last?
I have no idea. I know that now when I buy my spices on the bottom of every jar that I buy, it has an expiration date.
Oh,
now,
does it?
Yes.
Is it years?
Like the ones I'm buying right no, the ones I'm buying right now are good till about June of 13.
Oh, so
that'd
my
be about a year. From
okay,
what I bought it. Now,
how
long was it actually made? I have, you know, put in that position, in that bottle, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Okay,
so
and then my second question is that when your computer's fixed, could we have a copy of that? I was writing as fast as I could, but I couldn't keep up with you, Monty.
I'll write that down.
Very good information.
I'll write that down, and if I forget, you remind me, okay?
Okay, I will. Okay, thanks. That was great information.
The other thing I'd like to talk about is, you know, how we take certain take certain things and utilize them. Well, let's get cooking. For instance, we can dip berries or bananas in, I don't like this comment, low-fat sour cream. Then a mix of 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon and 1 cup of brown sugar. That's one way. I don't know if necessarily like the brown sugar either. Turmeric is an example. For an Indian flavor, add 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric to water when cooking 1 cup of rice. I never thought about that, you know, because, you know, I do eat brown rice, and I do make it up, but, man, just to add that 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric and all the more health benefits that I'm getting into, that for instance, in other words, like for rosemary, for a delicious chicken rub, combine 2 teaspoons of rosemary leaves with teaspoon seasoning, salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of thyme leaves. Garlic. Now, here's one that kind of, I really want to stress this point because I found that true, this same comment true about broccoli and cauliflower. And the statement that they make here about cooking is that you should let garlic sit for 10 to 15 minutes after chopping. And before cooking, that is now if you're utilizing the bulbs themselves, okay? So the active form of the protective phytochemicals develops. And I know I talked about broccoli before I made that same statement, that, you know, so like eating a raw piece of broccoli, for instance, it's going to be a health benefit, but the real the things inside of it that really need to give us the health benefit of the jolt that broccoli can is we need to chew it, or, I mean, not only, we need to chop it up prior to eating it. And I do that now with all the broccoli that I make. If I steam it, I even sit there and chop it all up in fine stuff. And again, in my mind, what I'm doing is I'm helping that broccoli become better broccoli than what it is. And I find they say the same thing about cooking. If you're using the bulb garlic, let garlic sit for 10 to 15 minutes after chopping and before cooking, so the active form of the protective phytochemicals develops. You can saute fresh garlic over low heat and mix with pasta and red peppers and Parmesan cheese. Like I said, I don't necessarily agree with some of the same way that you cook it, but just you can use your own idea. For instance, paprika. Combine 1/2 teaspoon paprika, 1/2 teaspoon of ground thyme, and 1/2 teaspoon or red pepper to liven up popcorn. I did talk about that already. I'm sorry.
Paprika and what?
To what?
Paprika thyme and what?
Paprika, ground thyme, and red pepper. Ground red pepper, which would be cayenne. Okay, I guess, to liven up popcorn.
It would liven it up, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, of course, there again, you know, it all depends upon your taste. There, you know, if I didn't really want that hot flavor, I wouldn't use as much, or I wouldn't use it at all. But
it's right.
In other words, it's just an idea. How many other things could you liven up other than just popcorn that we eat, you know? Like ginger, for instance. For motion sickness, try having 2 pieces of crystallized or candlized ginger. Make sure ginger is listed as an ingredient. Some candied products or ginger ales contain a small amount of it. Oregano, what they say about oregano. To spice up tomato soup, add 3/4 teaspoon oregano to 1 can. Add 1/2 teaspoon to cups of pasta or pizza sauce. Substitute 1 teaspoon dried oregano for 2 teaspoons of fresh. I want to repeat that. You use 1 teaspoon of dried oregano for 2 teaspoons of fresh. And so I thought that was very, very kind of important also. I know one of the things that I do, and I know I've mentioned this before, but, you know, I believe that in finding all these things out, I'm finding about spices, that I believe in having me a cocktail spice. So here's what I do in the morning with my egg whites. I love egg whites. Because they're protein, and I believe that the best time to eat a lot of protein, the most you can get, is in the morning because it helps the brain function. But I put in, I don't measure it out, I just take shakes out of my bottles, but I use allspice, paprika, curry powder, ginger powder, garlic powder, cayenne powder, turmeric, real salt, and black pepper. And I put that all in my egg whites, and then I basically put in some olive oil, or I put in some almond oil, or, you know, like you person, if you like coconut oil, you could use coconut oil. But I do that because one of the other things I found out about certain spices is that they are fat soluble, which means that they actually assimilate more into the body, or the body accepts it more if it has some kind of fat with it. In other words, like oil or fatty, I don't want to say fatty meat, but just some kind of fat. Then I just mix that all up, and that makes a wonderful, what I call my morning spice cocktail, and all the health benefits that I'm getting from just eating egg whites mixed in together. For smoothies, I love my smoothie for lunch. I love to make my protein shake for lunch. And in that, I use the Pymag water, which, of course, is alkalized. I put the protein powder. I put in 2 tablespoons of ground flax seeds. I actually have whole flax seeds, which I grind up at that particular time, and put that in there, and I also put cinnamon in it. And also in the morning, when I get up, one of the first things I do before I eat is I take a cinnamon capsule, because I feel that's beneficial for me as a diabetic. And I don't put my fruit in my protein drink, because I believe, and this is just a thought process, but I believe one of the things that helps satisfy our brain is that it's when we chew. So I don't like to put my fruit in my protein shake. I like to chew it. In other words, like if I have watermelon or cantaloupe or banana or apples, or sometimes I have blackberries or raspberries or whatever, I usually eat those. And sometimes I make a combination of that stuff, like maybe some raspberries and blackberries together and that sort of stuff. So that's kind of where I'm at. Does anybody have any questions? Geez, I didn't realize how late it is.
Monty, I would just like to say thanks for doing this program this morning. It's been real helpful to me. I've got a lot of herbs and spices and things that
I'm sure are far outdated. But, you know, I hadn't thought about the nutritional value. I just knew it made food taste better sometimes. And I really thought when my mom put paprika on potatoes, it was just to make them look prettier. I had no idea what I was eating. So I think it was real beneficial, and I hope we can get a copy of that because it's been really good for me.
Well, you know, my mother used to do that with her potato salad, and I used to think, what are they putting that red junk on there for, you know? But now I realize the reason she did it was just because of color, making it look nice. But she really didn't realize that she was actually putting something on there that was more of a health benefit. And I think the reason I wanted to talk about spices today was that just, you know, like Mary Lou talked about being on vacation, it was just being more aware. Well, if we can become more aware of spices, then when we put them in food, or now we decide that we want to start utilizing spices more so, because there is another additional health benefit besides the antioxidants and things we get out of normal food, I mean our good whole health food, organic food and food that's beneficial to our bodies that we grow, you know, in our gardens or wherever. But now we have another way of doing it, but at the same time putting a little different flavor to something. But yet in the back of our mind realizing, I'm just not putting on oregano because it, whatever reason, or I'm just put it on paprika, or I'm just not taking cayenne, or whatever I'm putting on my food, that now we're doing it for a health benefit, and so we now, to me, it becomes more important to us to want to utilize spices more so in a way that possibly we have in the past.
I do have one question or comment, I guess, is I do haven't done it this year, but normally I have plants, potty plants of different herbs on my patio, and I just buy the plants that look healthy and pretty at the store, and then I go out and pluck some off and use them in the summer, but I don't know how to dry them or what to do with them.
I don't know how to dry them either. I don't utilize the herbs, the plant themselves, just because of me, okay? But, you know, just, I guess, Mary Lou, do you know anything about growing that stuff? If it grows outside, would it grow in a home?
I don't know why it wouldn't grow in our home. And, you know, always around the holidays, they always have those little rosemary trees, and they decorate them and stuff. And, man, when you brought that up about it being a... Of course, I've got my Air Wellness Power 5, but just the fact that they smell so good, and they've, you know, breathing that in has got to give us health benefit as well, I would think, because there's so much talk now about aromatherapy, too. And but, you know, Margaret, I'm going to check into that because I would like to have a little herb garden, and I sure couldn't put it outside because they would dry in the pot here.
Well, mine do real well on the patio since I have those instead of flowers. Usually,
oh, good
a few flowers, most herbs.
Good for you. Okay, good for you.
Anybody
okay,
else?
Well, it'd be nice to get that list from Monty when his computer's fixed so I know what herbs to go buy.
There's all kinds of them out there, a lot more than what I've, you know, there's cilantro, there's, you know, a lot of them out there. But I
And I love cilantro. I would love to know the health benefit of that because I could eat that on everything. I love cilantro.
Well, you had to ask me, didn't you? Now let me see.
Yeah, but he's got that at his fingertips.
And
basil. The other one is basil.
Yep, basil's another good one. Let me see. Well, I guess I don't have cilantro here, but I got it somewhere. I know that. But
okay.
You know.
I can't help you on that one.
I'm sure it's got health benefits galore.
Did you have basil?
No, I don't have basil.
Okay.
But I know I read it, and I know it's very, very important. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you for being on the call.
Thank you for doing the call. It was great. I'm glad it was. I'm sure Steve recorded it because it was certainly a beneficial call.
Well, I'm sorry I couldn't get on the WebEx, but there wasn't much I could put on it. I was going to try and call Ruth last night and tell her that if she had a slide on spices, that she could probably put that up. But then I realized.
Well, that's what I've got up here, and you know what? It shows that marjoram that you talked about. It's 6.0 to 6.5. Okay, it shows marjoram, chives, garlic, you talked about.
Uh-huh.
Cayenne pepper, she's got that on here. Raw garlic, ginger root, you know, cayenne pepper and garlic and parsley are all over there in the most alkaline category. So
well, that's the other thing I found out about spices. If you don't want to talk about alkalinity, but, you know, there again, that's another way of balancing our meals to
mm-hmm.
make sure they're more on the alkaline side than they are on the acidic side. And, you know, certain foods are acidic that we all love, and I'm not afraid to eat them or anything else like that. I just know that in our teachings, just to balance those things out as
yep.
much as I
yep.
can, and spice is another way of doing it.
Yep. Okay, well, thank you. Bye-bye.